Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I had to reach back into the bag of tricks here. And that was, in case you guys forgot, that was the first soundtrack we used when we did our first show. Y'all remember that?
I remember, my brother.
You remember that?
I remember. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
So how's everybody doing this evening?
I'm good.
I'm all right.
Okay, everybody up? Everybody good? Messenger, you good? Okay, I don't know what's going on with Messenger right now, but we're going to move on anyway right now. He waiting for some heavenly intervention to get his ass in gear.
You sure he ain't on CPT?
Nah, because he ought. I see him. But anyway, listen, man, he'll catch up in a minute. But let's just, you know, again, when we first started this podcast, I remember one of the things that we said was we didn't really want to be political, man. But, yo, this guy right here, how can you not do a show and not always mention him, man? He is, when I say he, I'm talking about our current president. He is off the fucking chart, man. He just don't, nothing fit into what it is he want, unless it's what he wants. Now, again, let me start off by saying, and I really do mean this, I don't mean that man any harm. I don't wish him any harm, man. I just wish him not to be the president. That's my only thing with Trump. I don't wish him any harm, man. I hope that he stopped being hard headed and shit and listen to his doctors and people around him fucking with that coronavirus, though. You know what I'm saying? I wish you well, man, because I want you to be in good health, man, in case you have to stand trial. I'm just saying, I want you to be right. But I don't know, baby, says. I mean, they find out that he got it. Now, again, we're going to be skipping around a little bit, but they take him to the hospital. Now, his doctors are lying about what's going on with him. I mean, come on, man. You got a virus. Nobody expect you to just be sitting up in there playing tiddlywinks. You have a lot to do with why the virus is spreading so rapidly, but I'm not hearing nobody say you created the virus. No, your sorry ass way of taking care of it, that I fault you for. But now... Now you got the shit, man. So now what? So what he does, man, he goes in the hospital. No, wait a minute. While he's in the hospital, this man, the world knows you have coronavirus. Everybody knows this. We don't know to what extent, but you gonna go hop your ass up in the back of a car, riding around waving to people, man. Come on now. Work with me here, man. Come on. Who does that shit, man?
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Help me, somebody.
It's unbelievable.
I didn't say help me. That's it. How you gonna put your faith? But you know what's worse? How you put your faith in somebody like that, man, to run this nation?
You can't.
How do you do that, man?
You can't.
I'm sorry. That ain't no superhero that he doing. To me, that's, I mean, again, if you are sick, like our governor had the virus. First thing Governor DeWine said, all right, look at here. If there's any press conference, they'll be coming from my home. I can set up right from what I got to do right now, and I can do that for about 2 weeks or so. Again, you don't have to be anywhere. anything that go on, somebody's going to call somebody who's going to whisper in your ear, and you're going to know what's going on. So the thought of you got to be somewhere, nah, man, I can't buy that, man. I'm sorry.
Well,
I can't buy it, man.
I mean, let's talk about how he even announced it. You did it on Twitter. Like, that's unheard of. Like, a press conference should have been held, and that should have been announced to the country that you had it. Like, you don't do that on Twitter. And then you went on Fox News and mentioned it. You don't do that.
But that's how
he and then the way you're controlling the doctors and what's being released in terms of your medical information, you know, that's crazy also.
I don't think he had it.
And you know
but
what?
He shouldn't be controlling what's getting out and what's not. That they should be revealing everything that's going on with him. As the country, we need to know that.
I mean, again, he the commander in chief, and it really don't make a difference about why we need to know. That don't make a difference, because don't get me wrong, I'm not even going
to
sit up here.
We do. Because is he going to be fit? Is he going to be fit to run the country? We do need to know that.
Watch this. I said we need to know. I'm in agreement with you. We all on the same page here. No, we all need to know that information. But I'm saying everybody around him just gets crooked or just goes bad. This was his physician, his personal physician. Now they run a newspaper article on his lying ass. Now, come on, man. You a doctor. Very simple questions are asked to you. And whatever we're asking you about the president, that's not violating no HIPAA laws or no HIPAA rules and regulations. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Not at all. Not at all.
But you got to lie about
ain't
that.
Ain't he over 70?
Yeah, he's 71.
Because as the country,
all right, so
he's working for us. We got the right to know that. He's working for us.
This real quick. He's over 70 years old, right? Now, normally people that get it, that's over, I'm going to say 70. Isn't it pretty bad for them? They normally don't survive that. I understand he's the president.
No. If you're in a high risk category.
Yeah, listen, he's obese. I'm pretty sure he might be a diabetic. I don't know. But I'm just saying, I don't believe he had it and they got him well that quick. Him. Yeah,
no,
man,
watch
all the people in the world that got this.
Here go the point. He ain't well, man. Okay, that's the shit that we got to hold on to. He's not well.
Hello.
Well, shouldn't he be walking with a fucking cane or something?
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Why?
What I'm saying is he still
got
the virus. That don't make you bumping over yet. You know, we still are. All I'm saying is if he goes somewhere and sit his ass down, he might beat this thing. He can beat this thing.
Right.
But the fact that he's saying the hell with everything, I got a campaign, again, it makes me wonder, did you really have it? Did all them people lie? Now, don't get me wrong.
We need to get on our knees and pray.
Pray for what? Pray to
who? He should still be quarantined because he put those people at risk.
Watch
that's
this.
Right.
The Secret Service drivers who came to pick him up for his little, I want to ride around and wave at people.
Right.
Knowing that I'm virus, I got this virus and I'm a sickly individual. Come on, man. They said my man was in what we call mission oriented posse uniform. He was in full gear with respirators. But come on, my thing is, that would have been a mission that. You know, I'm sure that was a mission for the new guy.
If he got it, and he going back to work, and everybody around him that worked with him got it, what are you going back to work for?
Now watch this though. If he really got the Rona, right? When he bring his ass to work and call for a meeting, how can he be mad when nobody come? Talk to me. How the fuck? I mean, how can he be mad if nobody showed up for that meeting? But you know what? Just like Jimmy Jones got people to drink that Kool-Aid, somebody will be at that.
Somebody gonna drink it.
Well, did anybody hear anything about the people that actually work at the White House, like the housekeepers and things like that? Like, they are actually infected as well?
Well, no.
They were told not to say anything.
Well, listen, you got to understand something, okay? If this virus spreads the way they say it spreads, I mean, none of his meetings are like 5-10 minute meetings. When you're in a meeting with him, you're in a closed room. So, that stuff is just traveling. How can you not? You know what I'm saying? And one of the key things is he don't believe in the mask, so nobody around him gonna wear the mask because that's gonna symbol we're not with you. So right now, all them jokers gonna have to risk, all of them gonna have to risk getting sick while they cross both fingers and all toes that this joker get back in the White House. Because if he don't get in the White House, I know they're going to sit there and look at themselves and say, damn, was we stupid. But I don't know, man. All these people coming up with it now.
The press secretary, she just announced she has it. His press secretary.
As of this morning, it was 18.
It's 19 now.
And then you got the Senate system.
19 people, yeah.
Even though
19,
the senators who have contracted it, even though these jokers need to go somewhere and sit their ass down, they still with that breath they got left, we still trying to push for that Supreme Court seat. If I go down, because I go down, but we still trying to push for that. No, you need to be pushing some orange juice and whatever other medicine down that throat. That's what you should be pushing.
They're determined to get that. Well, that's where it started from. That rose, that garden party, right?
Well, and listen.
So they think it did it?
They think it did. There's no really contact tracing going on, so we'll never know.
But watch
right.
this.
But
though.
They think it did. They think it started from
right.
there.
They think watch it this. Did. Right.
Since that man got on the campaign trail, now we're spiking again, and everybody's wondering why. Everybody's asking, well, why? Come on. One of the main things about his rallies is to really, really show support for him. You don't wear a mask.
What was that for?
No, that was some bullshit. That was some bullshit.
Oh, that was support? Okay.
No, that wasn't support. That's what they call an ass.
That
was an oops. No, that was an
oops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was his rally.
No, that's not what that was.
That was support for my brother's statement.
I think 50 years from now, American history is going to
say. We got the echo and everything.
Man was an oops.
Well, you know what, though?
That was support.
You know? Okay. But here's my thing. You voted his ass in. And don't get me wrong. Never should that have happened. But it happened. And you took all checks and balances off his ass. And they let him just run amok. But again.
Yep. Show enough.
I will say this until the day after the election. I believe his problem right now is the people who put him in place. I think they tired of his ass. You know? I really do. And I think that's the only reason all this shit is crumbling on him right now. So Donald said, I'm going out in the blaze. I'm going out my way. You got corona, but I'm still bringing my ass back to the White House. Again, what message does that send to the nation? You don't care what man. If you don't care about you, how the hell am I ever supposed to believe you're going to give a damn about me?
I just joined the group that don't believe he had it. He saw the the numbers coming out after that debate where he got creamed. First of all, he acted like a punctual child. Who the hell is he saluting now? I'm watching this out, please. Excuse me, people. I'm sorry. By the way, Heat won. In case you guys up there in the north who don't follow
up. Man, we're talking about Donald Trump right now because, okay, we're going to have to take a snot. Wait a minute. We're going to have to take a sidebar. You know what? That ain't right, OG, because listen to me, all right? The Heat, they're not just scrubs, man. I mean, they made it out of the East. Don't get me wrong. They should have got swept, but they made it out of the East. But let's you and I boast. Do you really think? Now, be for real, OG. You really think they got a chance of beating the Lakers? They might even win another one. Do you really think they got a chance of beating the Lakers for real?
Yes.
Okay. You hesitated, so I know what that means. That means I'm going to say yes.
I was waiting for you to finish your spiel.
No, you know that ain't happening. Come on now. If Jimmy Butler, and don't get me wrong, no disrespect. No, wait a minute. No disrespect to the Miami Heat. None at all. But that's just like a couple of little fifth graders. They got some knives, and they going to run up on some showing up gangsters with pistols, man. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, that's how it is?
That's just how that's going to be,
okay,
man.
That's all right.
Because the next game, again, we're going to have a toss-up to see who the MVP on the Lakers side going to be, KD or King James. Because watch this. One of them, probably both of them, but one of them going to show you some spectacular shit, man. I'm just saying, bro.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're not going to start that Miami Heat tonight. Because I love the Heat. Because King James.
No, you don't. Do me a favor. Hate them. I want you to hate them.
Listen, King James blessed them with the foundation they got now. He made Eric Spoelstra a better coach. But anyway,
let's get back to my beloved leader.
Yeah, let's get back to the leader here, man. Don't be talking about it. I told you on this show, if it ain't hallelujah to the king, we're not going to talk about LeBron. Yeah. God damn, what's
no, seriously. I think.
Hold on one second, OG. No, I'm on a roll right now, man. Let me get this. All okay, the NBA players talking smack about the king. Yo, y'all need to go.
I didn't say a damn word about the boy. Did I say one word about him?
I said the NBA players, man. OG, I left you somewhere else. OG, we're going to go back to COVID because you done messed up my whole little monologue I had going. All right? No. So, anyway. The president, all the people got it. So you think he don't have it? But see, here's the bad side of that. If he don't have it, and even if he starts to make miraculous recoveries, that don't help him. Because you still left the hospital with the world knowing you had it. So there's no upside for him playing it. So I believe he really do have it. At first, I thought he was bullshitting because he was going to try to sell you on, hey, I went to the hospital, boom, 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 boom. This shit works. Everybody, let's get a needle. I'm sorry. That's where I thought his first option was.
Well, you heard what he said when he came out of the hospital, right?
He took a lot of stuff that was on like a trial basis, correct?
Well, or experiment.
Some stuff that nobody else has gotten.
So it's just on a trial basis. So it's not like everybody else has access to that type of care. So that ain't anybody else any good but him.
Think about this for a second. I mean, and all that bullshit that he putting out there, all that bullshit, think about this. Do you really think that they going to test some shit that's not been approved on the president? I don't give a damn who the president is. Do you really think that they're going to shit on the president of the United States? I mean, for real? He probably.
I think this man has the ego. Tell them to use it.
No, I don't
think so. That's what I believe, too. I think he told them to use it, but what they don't realize is that there could still be after effects of it. He just got it the last 2 days, and it is an experiment cocktail, and they don't even.
Let me see what happens. Went by
what's
going to
happen in the next week.
They only tested it on like what 3,000 people, or 300, or it
something
was
like
3,000.
Right.
So,
300.
Yeah, that's not a lot of people at all.
That's not even a sampling. They don't. That's not a sample.
So he don't know what kind of side effects that might really have.
But
right.
I think what it was,
plus he had other issues.
Right.
Yeah,
I think what they gave him, it can't hurt him, and it's like pot luck if it does something. You know what I mean? Because they ain't going to give him something that there's a real good chance that it might hurt him. But I think what they gave him, the cocktail, it's something that's either it's going to do something or it's not going to do anything at all.
Well, they said
he already is.
Go ahead.
That they know of.
He said,
that they know of.
Right.
Right. That they know of.
As far as
Susie
they know.
Came out the hospital.
Sure.
Susie came out the hospital. The first thing he said was, I feel great. I feel 20 years younger. And he told everybody, you can beat this. You can beat this. So your first theory, Brother Co-Producer, is what's happening right now. Your theory that he was just going to say that and then tell everybody they could beat it. He's already did that as soon as he came out of the hospital.
But my thing is, we still know you have it. Now, if watch this.
Do we?
Even if,
do we?
Well, now, hold on. Now, wait a minute. It's so many people involved. See, we don't lie on that level.
Too many people for it to be a lie. Too many people.
If they come out right now, so I said, if he didn't have a real test, somebody in Walter Reed, somebody gonna let somebody know. If he wasn't,
that's right.
If they rolled it again, when you talk about me, you, and maybe baby bruh in on some shit, well, we could contain that lie. But
right.
Helicopter rides back and forth. Somebody gonna see their medical charts, man.
Right.
And if he came in there,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The book set will be out there next summer. Somebody's gonna tell it right now. The hospital is gonna tell it. The book will be out before June.
You got to give those reporters just a couple more days. You give those reporters a couple more days, and I guarantee you.
Before the election, though, this is what I said. Oh, this shit. Now, remember, just think about it now. This chicken's coming home to roost at his best. Remember, just before it was time to go to the polls. Hold on. It was time to go to the polls on. It was time to go to the polls on Hillary Clinton. They started leaking information about Benghazi, more information. Well, let me tell you something. About a week before election, 2 weeks before election, it's going to come out what just happened with this president. Because, again, I think the powers that be, they want him gone. So the fact that they want him gone, he's going to be gone. Now, we cannot get comfortable with that. We still have to do our part. But they saying, if y'all get together, and we won't fight you on getting rid of my man over here. And when I say getting rid of him, I mean just get him out of the White House.
You may be right, because there's been a rash of Republicans for Biden that has sprouted up over the last couple of weeks. That's almost astonishing. You're out there to want to get rid of
it. But you know what, though?
Be.
As we shift these last 5 minutes from the COVID to the election, it kills me that the Republicans, all the shit they're putting out about Joe Biden 15, 20 years ago. Now, they didn't ask me to be a campaign chairperson. But why don't you go find out what Donald Trump was doing at the same period in life and show that? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. I think that them 8 years Joe Biden served with Barack, I think he learned a thing or two. And maybe some of his policies in the past, he didn't support some shit that was really pro-black. But again, you can't hold that man 20 years ago till right now. And if I was the Democrats, every time you showed me an ad of Joe Biden with a full head of black hair, I show you your president grabbing him by the pussy, as he like to say. That's what I would do. And excuse my language. That's what he did. Go ahead, sis.
No, I was just going to say that it's just really crazy, because I know that a lot of the media has been trying to find out a specific date of when he tested positive and when was he negative, and just trying to pinpoint these dates, and they won't give them any, you know, concrete definite date with anything. Everything is very sketchy, and nothing, you know, nobody's giving anything solid out. And I know that's just Trump trying to control the narrative.
But, and you know what, since we back there, him and his wife both get COVID. They both test positive. I don't know where she went, but he went to the hospital. What kind of shit is that? What are we doing right now? She didn't stay in the hospital.
They're leaving the White House.
But she didn't go at all. They said hers were mild. They said she had mild symptoms.
But you got symptoms.
That's because she's 30 years old, younger than him. She was 20
I know
years
that.
Younger than him.
But I'm just saying, you still got symptoms. You can't be out and about. That's just like you went to the clinic and found out you got AIDS, but you still having intercourse. No, man, you got the quarantine, man. And I always wondered that if I'm the president, and I came down with a disease, and my wife got the same thing, even if it's milder, that fine ass top of the line care you about to give me, oh, you about to give that to her too. No, it doesn't matter what you want right now, dear. And I'm not trying to sound like anything other than a concerned husband. No, you gonna bring your ass to this hospital, and we gonna make sure that we both all right. See, that's what somebody would do who cared, and that's what somebody would do if they wanted to show the nation that the nation you're in good hands.
That's what somebody would do if they really had it.
And therein lies the rub.
Okay. But again,
right.
him saying he had it, and even now when he comes up with he didn't have it, again, that don't help him, man. I'm sorry. I don't see that. That don't help him. If he came out tomorrow with that experimental treatment, I went to bed, I got up, tested negative 5 times in a row, that don't help him, man.
Do you know what he did when he came home? When he came home to the White House, and he came out to his little balcony and stood out there. Took his mask off and stood out there, kind of like at attention for like 3-4 minutes so people could see I'm alive and doing well. It's all an act, man.
It's an act.
But hey,
that's why I'm almost tend to believe that he didn't have it in the first place. He had a cold and a chill, and they panicked.
Well, watch this. They gave him tests. They gave him tests. He passed the test.
I don't believe they gave him that crap. They did that.
Watch this. Somebody had to see that for the nation to jump on. He tested positive. Somebody had to see that test. We're not just going to go with that as a oops. Somebody had to see that. That's why he took him to Wall Street.
What's happening now with them? With the White House is, the White House initially, they were using, I guess, a rabbit test. But that test is not supposed to be a very good test in terms of getting an accurate reading. The one take up your nose is supposed to be more accurate. And that's why a lot of them were testing negative. And so they always thought that they were safe and that they were good and there was no issues. But a lot of these doctors are saying they weren't taking what you consider the better test to take to check to see if you actually have it or not. The one that goes up the nose is better. So that's why a lot of them now are finding out that they're positive.
When the doctors came out to give the report, to give the nation an update on the president, they lied, bro. They lied. They pretty much said we're giving an upbeat thing because that's what the president wants. So whatever it is that the president wants. So you mean to tell me that the president ain't got them lying that he had it for real?
I'm just.
Why is that so? You know.
I'm simply saying that's just too many people to be lying.
They would put their medical career on the line like that.
All that's done. That's what I'm saying. There's too many people, man.
What I'm saying is it's on the line already because if they would have went against what he wanted, their job was over. That's why they lied.
Okay.
I mean, for that particular job, but you still got the rest of your life.
That's right.
Something somewhere else.
Even if they said those tests that they took weren't the best. Listen, when they flew his ass to Walter Reed, he stayed there, 2 days? When they flew him to Walter Reed.
Two White House resident staff members who tested positive on the third floor in the family room.
When they flew him to Walter Reed. Trust me, Walter Reed got the way to test you several kind of ways. And the fact that he stayed there 2 days, that meant something, y'all. Now, you going to tell me all the people in Walter Reed lying? Now, again, don't get me wrong. I don't put
maintain the lie. The fact that they had to. He couldn't
move him. They can't move him in and out.
Honestly, I think he had it the night of the debate because he showed up late, so he couldn't get tested. He Trump and his whole entourage, his whole staff and family, they showed up late so they could not be tested for the COVID-19. Biden and his camp, his family, and everybody else got tested that was a part of that debate. Trump, his entourage, his staff, his family, they showed up late. Therefore, they never got tested for COVID-19. The next day, Hope started feeling bad. And then that's when she got tested again and found out she had it.
Part of the narrative.
But here's my thing to the nation. I say, nation, how can you? I understand for whatever racist ass reason you like this guy. I get that. But how can you like him as your president? Is your love of racism and dividing and conquering, does that outweigh any hope for pursuit of happiness?
Because when the evangelicals tell you,
evangelicals. You're damn the evangelicals.
Wait a minute, the only reason they voted for him was his thing they knew what he did.
But my thing is this, just because I tell you I'm pro-life, okay, we got you.
Yes, that was all they needed.
What happened to let a man, let him show his works? Because there's nothing he did. Man, but anyway, listen, y'all. I mean, every show, we're going to end our show with understanding that, folks, you got to get out and vote. And when you go to the poll, don't make it a hard choice. If it's blue, it's for you. If it's red... Man, you better leave that shit alone. That's all I can say. I ain't got nothing to rhyme with that. But
And
what?
Why you kept muting me? That wasn't me. That was somebody else.
We got to talk about this right now on the show.
Go ahead. Let the credits roll. I'm sorry. Let the credits roll.
We don't turn this
we
back
address
into the
that now.
No. Okay. We're going to come out.
Well, when the next production meeting at?
No. We're going to stand by.
It's
going to
be a revolt.
We're going to come out of the boardroom, and we're going to get into some nigga shit real quick. Yo, nigga, you see me doing my damn show. You couldn't wait till after the damn show? Huh?
Well, you just said you're saying the credits was rolling.
But I'm just saying, man, you just.
What? Revolt?
I see that. I see why Denzel Washington told his brother, man, nigga, if you wasn't my brother. No, man, come on. Okay.
I kept hearing you muting me, and then I kept hearing that noise, and I'm like saying to myself, he's muting the wrong phone. I just had to get that out there.
All right. It's out there?
That was some technical advice.
That sounds like a Trump maneuver.
See, Let me end this radio. Let me end this radio show before we get kicked off the air. Hey, but listen, nah, you know I got mad love. I was muting you because I was hearing sounds, and when I muted that particular sound,
it wasn't me. That's my point. I kept hearing it.
Okay, but I'm sitting here at the master controls.
I understand that, but you muted me, and you never went down the line to mute everybody to see where that sound was coming from. I ain't mad. I'm just saying you was hitting the wrong button.
All right. I will work on that, my brother.
I need some. How come I ain't got no buttons? I need some buttons. Give me a button.
Didn't I try to send you some buttons? Okay.
Know.
But anyway, yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. But anyway, we do thank you for joining Hot
Stuff. Hold on, what? Do the mail?
No,
sorry as a mail system.
Hey, nigga, what the hey
Duke
nigga?
Sorry as a mail system?
Nigga, what? Anyway, we're about to end our show. We've used our gratuitous amount of niggas all in the end of this show, thanks to my baby brother. No, but let's
get some
nigger credit.
Yeah, get you got to get out and vote again. I think the powers that be are tired of Donald Trump, but we cannot allow this to slip by. If you never vote again, you got to vote now. If you never vote again, you got to vote now. And then the next time I'll give you the same thing again. But right now, your vote is important, and I do ask that you vote Democrat for every Senate position, every House
right.
and the Congress position, and the President and Vice President. Now,
and the dog catcher. And the dog catcher.
If that's on the ballot, as long as he got on blue, vote his ass into. Hey. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Go eat.
Go eat, man. Go